We hear all these stories about people getting really sick and then their lives drastically changing. Guess what? Here's another one. So in 2016, I got pretty sick and I could not get rid of this cold that was seemingly just a common cold. It kept coming and going and it kept getting worse and worse until I started developing asthma. It got to the point where I had to admit to myself that maybe there was something more going on, that maybe there was something in my energetic system that was preventing me from truly getting better and getting back into my energetic rhythm, my energetic flow. Something had to give. I was sharing this with a friend one day, and she recommended I see a shamanic energy healer. So I went to this shamanic energy healer, and a whole new world opened up. It felt like coming home. It felt like remembering the truths of who I am and what I already know, but I needed reminding of. Suddenly, the world felt less scary, less alone, and my life is now driven by my inner knowing, not by fear. My name is Madeline Corliss. I am the creator of The Energy Studio. Welcome to The Energy Studio Podcast. Hello, welcome to today's episode of The Energy Studio Live. I am Madeline, if we have not met. I am the owner and founder of The Energy Studio, and today we're going to be talking about yoga. So before we jump into chit-chatting, I want to give a quick introduction about Rachel, and as always, I'm going to read because I don't want to miss anything. So Rachel is an actor, producer, and grounded living guide living in NYC. She helps creatives find freedom and courage in their artistic life. Her productions specialize in collaborative work with other courageous storytellers to bring new and underrepresented voices to the theatrical landscape. She is also an ensemble member at Hedge Pig Ensemble Theater. Am I pronouncing that right?
Yeah.
Amazing. And a company, which is a company working to elevate the voices of women in the classics. Rachel is also a yoga teacher teaching a grounded and sometimes powerful class that inspires an easeful relationship with your breath. And I have taken her, I took one of her classes last week, and it's absolutely lovely. I highly recommend it. And it's just, it was great. And I told you I had been like in this spiral work mode, and I was like, to just like have, first of all, the accountability and like somebody else holding me to the practice. Mm-hmm. And also, just the way that you teach is so lovely and welcoming and,
thank you,
which was so lovely. So what got you into yoga? Like, how did this all come to be?
It's a great question. Well, I came to yoga in college, really at the end of my collegiate experience, my undergrad experience. And I took it because I needed a credit hour. I needed like another credit hour. And my best friend at the time was like, I just took this yoga, like a yoga course. It's super easy. All you have to do is show up. And I was like, amazing, right? I'm a senior. That's what I want to do. And so I had taken some yoga classes before that, but I'd say my perspective on it was like, it's kind of just stretching, right? Like I was like, okay, it's just like stretching, like whatever, I can do that. And when I took this course and I learned a little bit more about what yoga was, it really was transformative for me. I'd never been active. I'd never done sports. I was always in theater and singing and doing musicals and stuff like that. And so when I finally got into this physical practice, it made me for the first time feel strong in my body. It was like something I'd never experienced before. I was like, oh my God, like I can do a push-up, which sounds so like minor, right? But it was this feeling that I've never experienced before. And from there I started practicing almost every day. I went to graduate school in Scotland and ended up finding a position at a yoga studio there with the woman who ended up being my teacher. I just worked there on the weekends, like a shift in exchange for free classes at the studio. And throughout that year, it was a year-long graduate program, I ended up practicing yoga every day. Just every morning I would wake up and do it, which is kind of astounding. It's shifted since then. I don't necessarily practice asana every day anymore. But I just really fell in love with how it made me feel, not just physically, because things started to shift emotionally and mentally for me as well. Mm-hmm. I had a traumatic experience when I was quite young and ended up having some PTSD mm-hmm. After that. And it really disconnected me. And it was really like fearful for me to be in my body. And for the first time, I experienced like sense of grounding and a sense of peace and just... it really shifted my whole life. And when I moved back to New York after that year, I decided to do my teacher training and delve in a little bit deeper. And I would say I never really expected to be a teacher.
Yeah.
But it's kind of what happened, and I'm very thankful. And yeah, that's my yoga story now. Now we're here and teaching.
Yeah, I love that. And I think it's so funny that you say you never really expected to be teaching. And I think that's how most people in this like realm of hangs that up. It's like, I did it for myself. And then all of a sudden it was like this need to share it with others.
Yeah.
Because it's just so transformative. So can you talk a little bit more about, I mean, you already mentioned like the grounding and the ways it impacted your life other than just like the physical things. Can you talk a little bit more about that transformation, whether for yourself or like people you've worked with? And if this is the question I always love asking, if someone was like, I don't believe in this, what would you tell them?
I love that question. Well, yoga is, it's so great for so many things. Mm-hmm. And because it connects you not only to your body, but there's a breath connection as well. And the thing about yoga and the yogic philosophy is asana, the postures, what we think of like as yoga, is one small part of it. There's so many other aspects to the practice. And so it's not only about like our physical body, but it's really good for that, right? It lubricates joints. It gets good pressure on our joints, which helps our bones. And it also, the breath moves the energy. So it's a physical movement, right? We get blood flowing, we get that nice pressure on our joints, and then we energetically can move that chi, right? The energy as well.
Yeah.
And both of those things together are just so good for our overall health. And if you're a skeptic out there, there's lots of books about it, actually, and studies if you want to read more. But the thing that was most impactful for me and what I teach from and talk about a lot is the impact on the nervous system, which is the breath portion as well. We live in a world that is so stressed, and our nervous system is used to being in this like kind of hyper alert or hyper reactive state, right? We're kind of like always like waiting for something to happen because our bodies just want to keep us safe.
Yes.
You know, like that is their job. They just want to keep us safe, and they will do anything they can to do that. And the thing about stress is that, like, you know, when our nervous systems developed, the thing that it needed to keep us safe from was like a tiger, you know, like we were being hunted. There is a very large danger. And now the thing that we're stressed about is like, you know, a deadline or making the subway on time, or maybe 5 months ago is making the subway on time. But our bodies can't tell the difference. Our nervous systems can't tell the difference. It just releases the stress hormone, cortisol, and it keeps us in this kind of ready, like fight or flight state. And so what yoga does through the breath and through just like sitting in the postures and kind of putting our body under physical stress is it allows our nervous system to move into that parasympathetic state. So it allows us to go into that rest and digest and release a little bit of that stress. And you can think about this in like the example I like to give, especially with the breath, is our breath can affect our emotional state and affect our nervous system. Mm-hmm. And if you think about like, if you breathe, if you just start to breathe like in your chest, and if that's, you're like breathing from up here, you might start to feel anxious. You might start to feel like a little on edge. You might start to feel maybe even sad, right? But if you start breathing really deep into your belly, kind of almost immediately, there's just a sense of like letting go.
Yeah.
And if you do it yourself, if you want to try it out yourself, you can feel that in your own body. But that's the example I like to give of really how powerful the breath is and connected it is to everything.
Yeah, I am totally on the same page with you. I mean, when I do energy healings, specifically about the breath, there are times where like things just don't want to budge. And I'll be like, oh, are you breathing? Like, take a deep breath. And all of a sudden it's like, there it is. Like, things can move again. And it's so interesting you're talking about like the energy and the chi moving, because I had this experience a few weeks ago where I know my system gets stuck in fight or flight mode, and I can like feel it when that happens. And I got shingles at 25 because my body just like stayed in this stress level. And I was like, I'm not old. Like, why do I have shingles? And my doctor was like, it's actually very common in people in their 20s because it's a stress response. And I was like, but I don't feel stressed. Like, it was a huge shock to me that like my body was that stressed, and I was just so used to it that I didn't know anything else. But anyway, coming back to I had been wanting to do this course, and I knew generally what it was going to be about. And I had been not putting it off, but I was like, you know, maybe now is not the time, because I didn't quite know what, I didn't have the roadmap the way that I had wanted it to be at that point. And I took a night to do some yoga, and I was like, I'm just like not going to work at all. I'm going to do yoga. And as soon as I started moving, I like all of a sudden the roadmap came through, like everything just like went right into alignment. And I was like, oh, I wasn't moving and my energy wasn't moving. So like my ideas and my thoughts couldn't move either. Mm-hmm. I think there's such a strong connection there as well.
Oh, definitely. And that's why I think that, well, any kind of movement practice, but a practice like yoga or free movement is so good for creatives, because we mm-hmm. like we do get stuck and energy gets stuck. And sometimes it just needs that extra little push to let things align and fall into place like that. I like have had so many mental and emotional breakthroughs in like, you know, in yoga when yeah. I least expect it too, right? The thing that pops in and I'm like, oh my God, that's it.
Yeah.
The number just because it has the space.
Yeah. The amount of times that I have cried in yoga class is like truly astounding. Like all of a sudden yeah. it's like, we're doing something and something releases in my hip and I'm like, oh my God, I've held out of this for years. And
yeah.
like,
yeah, it's crazy.
It's such a, I feel like it's such a unique, form of exercise in a way. Like I think a lot of people think of it as like primarily exercise, and it's like, okay, if you want to think of it that way, great, but also it's very unique in the fact that it has all of these other principles that can just enhance and support you.
Yeah, and I think you bring up a great point. I think the Western view of it is very much the physical. Whereas, you know, the philosophy and the Eastern view of where it comes from is there was like one asana, right? You sat and it was mm-hmm. like the other stuff that was the yoga. But now I think that it's so individual and it can be whatever you need on any particular day. And there's so many different styles as mm-hmm. well, like restorative, yin, power, vinyasa, hatha. I mean, you can do a lot of research into the different styles, but there's such a uniqueness about the practice for each person, which I think is amazing. It's like my relationship to yoga is going to be different from yours, which is the best part of it. You know, it's not for me, that's not prescriptive necessarily all the time.
Yeah.
I want to keep your body safe when I teach, like I'll tell you alignment and stuff like that. But at the same time, it's your experience. And that's what I want to promote.
Yeah, I love that. And I keep thinking about, I don't know why this keeps coming up, but I feel like I need to share it because it keeps coming to mind. I took a yoga class once and the instructor was an actor, and I didn't know him personally, but he even said in the class, he's like, you know, I haven't been teaching much because I've been doing this show, but then they invited me to teach today and I like really wanted to do it. And it was one of the funniest yoga classes I've ever taken in my life. And I spent so much of the class laughing. And he was like, you know, I've gotten really used to making people laugh and I've realized how healing it is. And so he infused his practice with laughter. And I was like, wow, like what a healing tool that is. And also just how beautiful that yoga lends itself to different takes, if you will. And that like the base of it is so, I don't want to say pure, but like there's such a strong base of what it is that it can support all of these other things that need to happen.
Yeah.
So, I feel like we've talked about this a little bit, but like, what are the ways that you have noticed that having a practice in this has changed your life? Even just like the little things.
I have a great story about this, so I'll share that first. It's changed my life in a lot of ways, but I will say I didn't notice the change. It was other people who noticed the change mm-hmm. in me first. So, I went to graduate school right after my undergrad degree. And so I had like a span of like 3 months where I was living at my parents' house, working 3 jobs, totally like, you know, trying to save money for grad school, trying to like apply for my visa and deal with all the paperwork and blah, blah, blah. And I was doing yoga every day because I just, you know, had to decompress from the really horrible serving job I was working most of the time. And when it came time to move to Glasgow, Scotland, which is where I went to school, my dad helped me move. And so we get over there, and I had like three suitcases, like two other, like three suitcases and two bags, like brought my whole life. And the airline lost two of my bags.
No.
And I will, so Rachel before this, like before I was like 20, 22 at the time, 21 at the time, I probably would have had a meltdown. Like I have had anxiety since that traumatic event quite early in my life. And that has really that really marked me, right? I always considered myself, I'm an anxious person rather than I have anxiety, which is, that's a total reframe also. But, you know, I think my dad really expected me to like have a meltdown. And I was just like, okay, well, I guess we'll just get it in a few days, won't we? I'm glad that I have my toothbrush or something like that, right?
Yeah.
And he was like, wow, you're handling this really well. You're so calm. And I was like, oh my God, I am. But that was just the first moment where I was like, oh, I am like this. It's okay. Right. Of going with the flow a little bit more and not letting that situation be as stressful or overwhelming or like life or death really. And so that was the moment for me where I was like, oh, something has shifted. And I didn't even notice, but other people did. I think that in general, I feel just more grounded. And the moments where I do feel anxious or ungrounded, I feel like I have tools and ways to like get me back to that place. You know what I mean? Because I'm very much of the belief, like we're meant to feel everything. We're not meant to feel happy or joyful or whatever all the time. Those emotions don't matter if we don't feel pain and grief and sadness and anxiety or worry or whatever it is. And you know, we label it, we judge them from what we want, right? We've been told the ideal is happiness. But in reality, it can't exist without the opposite. And we don't experience the true heights of joy and love and happiness without some of the deep, deep moments.
Just more connection with myself, I think, is the biggest thing as well, because we're such, it's interesting because yoga is communal and yet very individual. You can practice in groups and yet it's such an individual practice. But for me, that was really the gift of like the gift of this connection to myself and really learning about myself through the practice and through some of the more philosophical elements of it.
Yeah. And I love that you brought up knowing how to handle different situations. Because that's something I work a lot with my clients on of like, okay, we are cultivating tools and practices that work for you to realign your energy. So like you have the power instead of being like, oh, today's going down the drain because I'm feeling anxious. It's like, no, you don't have to do that. You can't, like you have every right to realign your energy and you just need the tools to do it. And I think that's so empowering. So if somebody who has either never done yoga or is just starting out wanted to implement some kind of practice, what would you recommend to them to get started?
I would recommend a few things. First of all, if you've never done yoga or are like scared to do it or see like, you know, life, flexible people all over and think that's what yoga is, like it's not the truth. That's just Instagram, right? Like the yoga practice is so much more than like getting your foot behind your head or doing the splits or anything like that. So if you're afraid that like you won't be good enough or anything like that, like see it. I hear the fear. I know it. And try and move forward anyway. I think that's the hardest part. And then my recommendation is either find someone to work with maybe one-on-one if you're nervous about being in a big class setting or nervous that you might not know the postures or anything like that. I'm always very open to doing that. Or there's lots of free resources on YouTube or on the internet, finding something that's for beginners or for an introduction to yoga, because the basics are really important. And once you feel like good about that, you will probably feel more confident going into a flow class where things will probably move a little bit quicker. And then just in terms of daily things that I love to do, the great thing about yoga is we've probably all experienced some form of it somewhere. It's been adapted for a lot of different things. Cat-cow movement. So when we're like on hands and knees and then like letting the belly and the chest drop down and then rounding through the upper back in that cat pose, that is amazing. It's amazing for the spine. It feels super good for me when I wake up in the morning just to start to get energy and movement flowing. And that's really simple. And you can do it with your own breath and your own time. You can do yoga in your bed. So mm-hmm. like I can do it, or I can do it in this chair, right? Just like some stretches, like just stretches and just connecting it with your breath. So just letting the movement connect with your breath, being really easeful, something like that. And then a gentle, like what we call the vinyasa mm-hmm. or the flow in vinyasa yoga is a down dog position. So like that upside down V shape. And then you come forward into a plank pose, lower yourself to the mat, take a little cobra, which your hands are by your rib cage. It's a little bit of a lift in the chest, mm-hmm. little back bend, and then back to a down dog. Those things are really lovely to start to integrate. And it doesn't have to be long. You know, you don't have to take an hour long yoga class. You can spend 5 minutes stretching in bed. And if you're breathing and if you're moving your body a little bit, beautiful. That's the biggest part is breathing, moving your body and allowing them to be working together.
Yeah. I love that. And I love the emphasis on the breathing and moving together. Cause I think I know for myself in the morning, I don't move and I don't breathe. Like that's just not the first thing that I'm aware of. And
that's not the first thing most people are aware of. Yeah. They're like, turn off my alarm, get my coffee, who sent me an email? Like, oh my God, it's like a lot of, it can be frenetic.
Yeah. And just like taking even that like 2 minutes to just be like, all right, I'm in my body and I can breathe. Like, I think that can make such a huge difference. So before we wrap up, is there anything else that seems relevant or that you would like to share about yoga and the practice?
I think we have covered so much, but yeah. I think just reiterating that it's so personal, mm-hmm. you know, and it's a practice. That's what I want. It's a practice. It's a lifelong commitment to yourself and to your breath and to your body. That's just it. It's not a striving for perfection. Not about mm-hmm. for me, and this was a shift for me mentally. Like I used to be all about like getting the postures right and wanting to like do the postures, and the recognition of and grace of allowing it to change every day. We change every day, mm-hmm. and allowing it to be just as fluid as we are. And it can be small. Yeah. It can be those small moments of just sitting and breathing and stretching. Maybe it's an hour long class, but just allowing it to be a practice.
Yeah, I love that point of. It's a practice. It's not like the end goal. And something that that's like keeps coming up in my brain that I think is just so funny to mention that I kind of mentioned this the other day on another Instagram live that I did. And part of the reason I picked my agent was because of yoga, because we ended up speaking in my first meeting with her. We talked for like 30 minutes about yoga and she was like, I just that's love amazing. It. And she like, and looking at her, she would not be like, I would not see her on the street and be like, you're a yoga person. But like, that's what we ended up talking about. And she was like, and you know, I don't look like a yoga person, but she's like, I'm amazing at it. And she was like, and I love it. And it's changed my life. And I was like, and you're my agent. And I was like, and this is like knowing that she understood that way of thinking and those practices and like being able to connect with herself. I was like, yep, you're it. You're the one. Anyway, that's just another little tidbit. And if anybody would like to work with you or take a class with you, where can they find you?
Great question. Well, you can follow me on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I post all my updates and schedules on Instagram. And then I teach 2 personal live streams a week. So on Mondays, I do a gentle flow at 6 p.m. Eastern time. Fridays, I do more of an all levels or a strong flow at noon. They're both an hour long. All levels are welcome for both classes. And then I teach at online at a studio called Shakti Bar. It's a yoga and bar studio. It's incredible. And I teach there on Wednesday evenings, Thursday mornings, Sunday afternoons, and now Friday evenings. I've taken on a class and you can follow them, Shakti Bar, also on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And I post about them as well. They have sliding scale prices. Mm-hmm. Their goal is to make fitness inclusive, diverse, and for the individual. They're really incredible. I love working for them. And then I do one-on-one. I do private yoga, small groups. And I'm an actor. I do acting coaching and my coaching integrates a lot of mindfulness techniques. I'm working on a yoga for the actor workshop, hopefully coming in October. So there's lots of ways to work with me. The best way is to follow me on Instagram or to visit my website, rachelschmaling.com.
Amazing. I'm excited for that workshop because that sounds like something I really too. Love. Amazing.
So much planned.
Yes. I feel like so many of us in quarantine are like, oh, I have time to like fulfill these ideas that I've had. And like, we're actually going for it, which is exciting. Who knew?
I think they're important to recognize. As stressful as it's been, it has been, there's been gifts.
There have, yes, I completely agree. Amazing. Well, thank you so much for chatting with us, Rachel. This was so lovely. And other than that, we'll talk soon.
Great. Thank you so much for having me. This is wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Have a good week, guys.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Energy Studio podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, send it to a friend, spread the word, click subscribe, click like. I don't really know how all this stuff works in the podcast world, but do all of the things to support it. And if you would like more information about the Energy Studio, about shamanic practices, or you'd like to set up a free one-on-one consultation, head on over to my website, the-energy-studio.com. Or you can head over to our Instagram, which is at the.energy.studio. If you liked the music at the beginning of this episode, head on over to anywhere where music is listened to and or sold and check out the Heartstrings Project, or you can also follow them on Instagram at the Heartstrings Project. They're freaking awesome, so head on over and check them out.